chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the Mottawog, the Petaloomies, out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Chicken in the morning, it's chicken in the night. Weren't for chicken, Petaluma never would have reached its height. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming in Sonoma County and beyond. It is indeed Michelle and Jordan live in the flesh in the studio on this, third weekend of January? I think it's the third weekend of January, 2017. Weird weekend.
Rain, rain, rain.
Rain, rain, rain. But we made it through the march in Oakland without any rain. Just a very few little raindrops right as it was ending. So I did go to the Women's March in Oakland. I wanted to be part of something bigger than my home base. I went on a bus. I didn't know very many people at all.
You have no trouble making friends.
But I was very quiet. To me, the march was a very quiet time. There were some great costumes. There were some great signs. There were great people along the parade route, you know, showing support. I saw zero hecklers. There were not very many police, and the police who were there were so kind and so helpful and just calm. It was just a very pleasant, nice gathering of people. That I felt like, you know, sometimes you just have to show up and bear witness, and that's what I was doing. And I, reading today that about 4 million people did that throughout the United States, and I don't know if there's a count for around the rest of the country, but I have to say the New York Times ran a whole lot of photographs from around the world, and my favorite one was Antarctica. There were some people in one of the, I couldn't tell, but in one of the camps, I don't know if it was McClellan or whatever it is, but in one of the camps they were on a boat. I think there were probably about 23, 24 of them, each had a sign, and they were there in Antarctica. And I just, it actually made me think, and it made me sort of tear up when I saw it. It reminded me of when the entire world watched the funeral of Diana. And one of the most touching photos out of all of that to me was a number of Aborigines out in the middle of their territory in their traditional dress with like three old TVs sitting there in the dirt with the film on, and they were watching it. So yesterday to me was sort of that kind of day. And I felt similarly today. I just felt really quiet. Just felt really, really quiet. And I did spend some time online looking for photographs of Michelle Obama. If you did not see The Daily Show on Friday night, and if you haven't seen any of the photographs of Michelle Obama at the inauguration, I encourage you to look for them because they're priceless. Her face was so remarkably expressive. It was a real joy and a real comfort to see them. It's also a real joy, and it's going to be a real comfort tonight on Mouthful, because I have three of my favorite people here in the studio, some who have returned many times, and one who I never thought I'd be able to get him in here, and here he is.
I had to drive him here. I dragged him over.
Well, thank you so much. It is Art Abletto. Thank you so much for being here, Art. And you brought pizza. You know? How
wonderful. Tell us about this pizza, because this is really something. This is Art's pizza. It's got pesto. What else is on it? Artichokes?
Yeah. But everything. Yeah. Mushroom. Yeah.
Art just turned 90 3 months ago.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're late, but it's all right.
It's okay. Yeah. At 90, you get wishes for at least 3 months. So we're here to talk about the Santa Rosa Junior College Wine Classic. Is it the third annual or the fourth annual?
This will be the third annual SRJC Wine Classic. It's on February 12th, Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. We have secured 30 wineries, and many of what we ask is that each winery, each of the 30, they be all Sonoma County wineries, and they send a winemaker or an owner or a principal. Not that every person who works at a winery isn't incredibly important, we certainly know that, but people who can actually tell the story of how the winery started and what they've done and how they made the wine. We have Rick Tigner will be pouring from Jackson Family Wines. Our friend Dan Costa from Costa Brown. Joy Sterling is there from Iron Horse. People who are there to support the junior college. The first 2 years we had about 400 people. It's a three-hour walk-around reception, same price as last year, $75 per person, free parking. You can buy tickets at srjcwineclassic.com, very easy to purchase online. And the idea is to celebrate not only this wonderful wine industry that makes Sonoma such an incredible place, but also the junior college and its enduring legacy in the community. And we think it's really an exciting event. Santa Rosa Junior College President Frank Chong has been incredibly supportive. He's always there for the event. He was there for the first two. And this year, our honorary co-chairs are the gentleman seated to my right, Art Abletto, the Pasta King, and I'll let you do the introductions, and the lovely person to my left.
Evelyn Cheatham. Chef Evelyn Cheatham, if you've been around here long enough, you remember her from tweets.
That was a long time ago.
The sweetest little cafe in Santa Rosa. I loved tweets. Executive founder and executive director of Worth Our Weight Culinary Apprentice Program. You know, it's great that you guys are both doing this. I know that last year it was John Ash and Gay LeBaron. Who was the first year?
Well, the first year was our founder at St. Francis Winery, Joe Martin. Mm-hmm. And it was just, he was a wonderful guy. It was, Art, you knew Joe very well. It was a month before he passed away. Mm-hmm. And he had done so much for Sonoma County, very active in Canine Companions for Independence, Catholic Charities, built a church, Star of the Valley in Oakmont, gave so much of himself and of our winery to the community. And then, so Joe was the honorary co-chair, as well as Rich Thomas, who was the founder of the SRJC, who you know very well, founded the SRJC Viticulture Program, which, as I learned, became a model for agriculture programs at California community colleges over the years. Then last year, our two honorary co-chairs were John Ash and Gay LeBaron. This year, our honorary co-chairs are Art Abletto and Evelyn Cheatham. So we're excited. We want to recognize people who have given back to the community, supported not only the JC by their teachings and their giving of their time and resources, but also who've supported our industry, the wine industry, tourism, all the positive things that people from the outside world associate with Sonoma County.
Now, just the
Michelle, you might want to introduce the gentleman who's speaking. I don't think he's been introduced yet.
Oh, did I not say Chris Silva from St. Francis Winery?
That's quite all right. I'm glad. I'm very glad to be here. I can eat pizza when you're not introducing me.
I've said it so many times recently that I thought I said it. Chris has been, Christopher Silva. You're the president and CEO of St. Francis Winery.
On good days, yes.
And you have been here several times lately talking about a whole variety of things. When was Cabernet Month?
That was
one thing.
And as we're sitting here, we're drinking, and this is not the subject of the visit, but we're drinking the 2013 Old Vine Zinfandel with pizza. And I think one of the things I'm proudest of in living in Sonoma County, and you'll recall I'm five generations Sonoma County. My grandparents and great-grandparents were Petaluma dairy farmers. But growing up in this amazing place and driving through all the roads in the area and seeing these historic old vines, many going back to the 1880s and 1890s, and they're still so much a part of what we do. And not only at St. Francis, but all these incredible other wineries that are making Zinfandel in the traditional old style. I think it's very exciting to be a part of, and we're enjoying it with pizza.
Yes, we are, and it's perfect. And it's perfect on a rainy night. You know, it's very. Thank you, Art, very much. The money that this event brings in, does it support culinary students, viticultural students, JC programs in general?
The focus of the revenue last year, we generated over $30,000 net for student scholarships, primarily wine, culinary, and hospitality scholarships. Uh-huh. The year before, we did the same. So every time someone buys a $75 ticket at srjcwineclassic.com, you notice how we got to get that in.
Yeah.
You just go online, srjcwineclassic.com. So you show up on February 12th. You arrive. There's live music playing. There's an absolutely lavish buffet in the middle of the room. It's in Bertolini Student Center. And then around the perimeter are 30 Sonoma County wineries, each with a winemaker or someone involved with running the place, pouring their wines, and you get an etched Riedel crystal glass. It's a very classy event, and it's just a lot of fun. It's really a celebration of not only JC, but the greater Sonoma County community.
Mm-hmm. And you get free parking.
And free parking.
And these days, free parking is always such a good thing. And it starts at 2, goes to 5. I went last year, and I do recommend get there on time. You know, I think it's, I just like it before everybody gets there, you know.
And you see everybody. It's so fun because everybody who's got some connection to Santa Rosa or the junior college or the county shows up. And, and it's a wonderful 3 hours. Our goal is to make this the premier tasting in Sonoma County. And I think we're awfully close to getting there. And we're thrilled that Art and Evelyn are going to be there. Art, by the way, had a gigantic birthday party. October 2nd is your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
October 2nd. What does it feel like to be more than 70?
No, I'm proud.
Yes. 90 is a great landmark. So congratulations, 90. That is a great landmark. How long have you been in Sonoma County?
67 years, 68.
Uh-huh. And you started Pasta King.
Not really. I went through to learn that a guy named... from Petaluma, Sobrana, you remember Sobrana?
Bill Sobranis, yeah, the guy who wrote for the Argus Courier.
Right, and every time I do a fundraiser or anything, he passed the feed, he come. Uh-huh. The next day on his column, he never miss. He said, this guy, he got to be the Pasta King, because I never eat anything that good. And he repeats it so many times that the day that I decided I started cooking pasta for business, put the pasta king.
And now you have a restaurant over here in the shopping. Yeah.
That's where the pizza came from. We walked in about a half an hour ago, and we barely had enough time to get the pizza. You'd think the Pope walked in. Everybody's lining up to shake his hand.
Sweet.
It's here in the, what do we call this shopping center? I just know it as...
The movie theater shopping
center. The movie theater, yeah, okay. The place where Target is.
Yeah. Parking lot of the Food Max, I call them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. So, and you opened that, what, about 5 years ago?
Four
years ago. Okay, so I was close.
Yeah. That's reasonable. You start starting the restaurant business at age 86.
Yeah, works for me.
To me, don't make no difference. You know, as long as you still walk and still breathing and never be too old.
Absolutely.
Right. That's right.
And one of the things it seems to me that you, Pasta King, is known for is that you really help a lot of events.
Well, that's my biggie.
Yeah.
He's given so much of the community.
My biggie deal. Yeah. My biggie reward, really, to be here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You have special
so
prices
much.
And people who are doing all kinds
because
of little
I come here with
fundraisers.
Below zero. Mm-hmm. I never had a relation in this country.
Really?
Never had a relation. And so I want to work because I was a work.
Well, you worked in the fields when you got here, didn't you?
Yeah, picking zucchini.
You picked zucchini. Picking
zucchini.
And then I got married after 2 years. And after two years, we got married. My wife, she came down with polio.
Oh.
She cannot work anymore. She was, now then she went back. But she was working for the Bank of America. Mm-hmm. And so, and that kind of demoralized me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, they were a beautiful lady. And she cannot walk. And she had three different kinds at only one time, you know.
Mm, wow.
So I was depressing. And but then she started getting better and then better and better. So, and then I started to feel lucky. And that never left me. I was so lucky that she's still alive. And I was able to work. And I keep it up and get a job. I had three jobs. And, of course, after I married her, I quit my job. I was working for her father and uncle. Yeah, I don't want to work for a relation.
That's a good lesson because
I know what happens when you do that. You get all the blame and the less money, and that's the way they work because you're related to. Yeah, me. I mean, when they get married, I quit. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. After the wedding, they don't see me no more. And to a guy from the city, own a Royal Tallow company all over the state and Washington, Oregon, and he find out that this guy from Italy, he was out of work. He looking for a job. He drove it to my house. This is the owner. And he said, I find out that you're looking for a job, Art. I need a guy like you. I said, I don't speak I said, but my English, he said, I don't care about your English. I want you. And he said, I got a job for you. And that was, those years, they was cooking whale. Imagine?
Cooking whale? Like the blubber or
what? I'm the only guy alive that cook everything. Bone whale.
Really?
There was a season, they opened season for whale those years. And 56, 7, 8, 9, and they had too many whale. So they opened the governor, they opened the season, they allowed too many whale, and then they closed.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need a place to cook that. Those things, you know, we talk about a 90-ton fish. It's not a fish, it's a man or what the. And
it's bigger than a salmon.
Yeah.
My God. I never forget those things. I know that I got to be friends with the guy. They go out and fish. And then when they come in, they caught him. And I said, John, I said, when you find a nice one, save me a piece of filet, because a filet is a filet. So again, like a beef. And I got blood. And so one day I go down and, because of me, I was doing everything. Wrong, pick up the whale, come back and cook, and then and the problem, any problem, there's I am a problem solved, you know. And the guy said, Art, don't leave because I got a piece of meat for you. He go in the cooler, he come out with a 50-pound piece of filet.
Whale filet?
Filet?
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. And then that was my joke. I invite friend, tell him we had a steak dinner, and we sat on the table and then talk like we do here. And how do you like it? The food? Oh, great. How's the meat? Oh. I said, you know, this is not different. No, this is the best we ever eat.
Wow.
I eat anything. What do you? I say, you ever eat where? No, you crazy. Really? And then we keep on drinking in the meantime. And then I say, you know, I know you eat well because you say you like it. I never eat well. Well, I said, you just got through. They just shock. This guy, you know. But that's what it was. They don't know, and it's good.
Wow.
It's good. And a cook blew up. I was in top and burned me to death. Yeah, you see all my face and all everything is burned.
Oh, my goodness.
From my belly button up to my head, everything was charcoal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's supposed to die. And that's what my benefit then come. Because I feel so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I can pay back the guy let me here. Now I know why they let me here. Because I do a lot of those things, but
you do a lot of good in the community. Yeah, you help so many school groups, church groups, student groups.
You don't
ask who they are; you help them.
I don't care who they are, as long as I know they need them. And me, I don't need them all. And I do a lot. I do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Art, where were you from in Sicily? In Italy? Where were you born?
Oh, that's different. Another continent. I born in South America. I born in.
Oh, really?
I born in Argentina and baptized in the big church in Lucan, the biggest one.
When did you move to Italy?
I was two years old.
Mm-hmm. What part of Italy?
Because of my mother, she lived by herself, and my father was working for the telephone company. And he had a job. He was a supervisor for the company. And they ship him out down to the pump, they call him. And where they come home every 3 months or sometime 4 months. And she was scared to death. They steal the kids those days. They still do.
Wow.
It was so beautiful. Ask your friend to show you my picture. She got him a portable TV there. To everybody they talk and say, you ever see a bottle like this? Showing me when I was 2 years old. No. I was 6 months old. And she got my room TV there to show everybody.
Uh-huh. And he still looks great. See that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was
still good looking.
And he's from Genoa. His family's from Genoa, right?
I wondered because I know that region is where... That's
what we invented.
Pesto.
The pesto.
Exactly.
Pesto. And
you're well known for your pesto.
Colombo born there.
And
when I was 8 years old.
Let me tell it.
Oh, go ahead.
Because I want to tell it because Chris just told me this story a couple of days ago, and it made me cry. It was so precious. And like he was saying, when he was 8 years old, Artie Bledo gave him his first taste of pesto.
Oh.
And I think that is just so sweet. And it's such a, I know it's a wonderful remembrance for you, but as a person, you know, who feeds young people, it's just so precious to me.
The most feeling that you can get, the emotional that you get, so grateful that you dared to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I even the restaurant. I had a girl the other night, she made me cry.
Right.
I'm about 4 years old. She got up from the table and come over and hugged me and said, thank you, Art, thank you. Because it was her birthday. And I sing at birthday when they come and tell me they got a birthday. And then I give him $5. Oh, she was unbelievable. She was a beautiful girl, you know. And when they left, she come over and hugged me and say, thank you so much, Art.
But these are the kind of things he does. When I was 8, I went to the Spaghetti Palace at the fair. Was standing barely reaching the counter, and everybody's been to the Spaghetti Palace. And we rode our bikes over. Back then, kids rode their bikes everywhere. And I was standing at the counter and looking, and he said, "You try this." And I said, "The green stuff?" He said, "Try it. You'll like it." And I took a taste of it, and it was my first pesto. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I love that. I love that.
That is such a great story. We're going to take a quick musical appropriate musical break here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Mouthful on KRCB. My guest this evening, Christopher Silva from St. Francis Winery. And also, do you have an official role in the classic? Is there a title I should be adding?
The chairman, the founder.
Last year,
I was the plumber. When something needs doing, I'm the ticket taker.
Okay, so you're the chairman and founder, though.
Yeah,
okay.
It's definitely a team effort, but we're all. Dr. Chong and I and a group collaborated and came up with the idea, and so I'm kind of spearheading the effort. But we got this terrific team that's right there with us.
Excellent. And this year's honorary co-chairs, Evelyn Cheatham and Art Abledo. Art, I'm going to have to get you back with your. I'm going to have to read your book, which is now out. You can buy it at the restaurant. I'm going to read your book and get you back here. I'll pick you up on the way to the studio because I drive right past. But now we're going to turn our attention to Evelyn and talk about her current endeavor, which is the fabulous Worth Our Weight Culinary Apprentice Program. But also, you know, you've done a lot of things in Sonoma County.
Like?
You want me to start?
I don't know where you're going.
Well, you know, you taught at probation camp.
Yep.
I love, you know, I loved probation, what you were doing at probation camp, and I loved that article that I was able to write for the Chronicle.
It was a beautiful article, thank you.
And then you did, you were at Los Gilicos for a while.
Short time.
Your restaurant for a while.
Yep.
And then you started Worth Our Weight.
And Worth Our Weight is really a natural progression from the probation camp. Because I started volunteering at the probation camp when I came back from cooking in New York for 4 or 5 years.
And you were cooking at a really big ashram.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah. Buses. Buses big.
Well, you know, 5,000 people on a high weekend during the summer. That was just it. And lots of celebrities and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when I came home, I thought, you know, I'd had too much of that kind of cooking life. Turning out a lot of food for people who are used to very high-end food. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do something that was sort of rooted in the ground. And so the probation department called and asked me to come and volunteer at the probation camp. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll do that while I'm looking for my high-end chef job in San Francisco. Sure, I'll do that. And it took one day. I was there one day, and I fell in love with those kids.
Yeah.
Mostly I was astonished at how sweet they were and how much they didn't know about life and the world and food. Because one kid had an argument with me about lettuce. And he said, you know, that lettuce you make us eat, it's all dirty. Why do you bring that dirty lettuce here? And I thought, what are you talking about? And he said, you know, it's got dirt all over it. I said, you mean lettuce from the garden? He said, yeah, you said you love us and you're giving us this dirty lettuce. I said, honey, where do you think lettuce comes from? And he says, it comes from a bag. And I thought, I got a lot of work to do here. So Worth Our Weight is a natural progression from that, because what I learned with those kids is how much they don't know and how much they haven't been exposed to. And I've had a very rich and lovely life and, you know, a very wonderful childhood and wonderful
You've
parents.
Changed a lot of people's lives. You have turned around, given them purpose, given them experience, work experience. A lot of them have, among the reasons you're one of the honorary co-chairs, is you've contributed to the success of the culinary program at Santa Rosa Junior College by sending a lot of very talented students in the direction of the JC you've gotten on their start, gotten their feet wet.
Oh yeah, and changed their life around food, because really they come to me and they are dead set on eating at McDonald's, and I used to say no, you don't have to do that. Now I say nothing, I just feed them, and it's changed. Immediately, it's changed. They go back to McDonald's 2 weeks later and they say, I hate you. I hate you because now I can't eat that food. But I taught at the JC. I taught at the JC for almost 10 years in the culinary department. So it's a nice bridge. What I do is provide a nice bridge for the kids to get educated with us and maybe get a job or continue their education.
How do you find the kids?
I beg. I just send out stuff and I beg. And a lot of people know about the program now. This is our 10th year, by the way. It's our 10th anniversary. A lot of people know about the program now, so they send us kids.
And you do this wonderful program where you bring in local celebrity chefs to do the – is it a monthly dinner?
Because it's a monthly dinner, yeah. I didn't start it, but our board members started. Clark Wolf and Marcy's Clark mother started that.
Clark and Marcy, because our executive chef, Brian Jones, at St. Francis.
Yes, wonderful.
We did a dinner once, and he's going to do a dinner again
this spring.
We're
looking forward to that, yeah.
And we're April, right?
I don't know. It's not in my head.
Okay, and you've brought
it's coming up soon.
A number of local restaurateurs and really well-known chefs, and they brought – how many people come to those dinners? At a time?
About 60.
60, yeah.
Yeah. That's how many we can hold at the restaurant.
I did a dinner, I think, in the second year.
Yes, you did. You and Colleen.
And I would love to do another one.
We'd love to have you.
I would love to do another one.
And the experience of the students putting on that event. Yeah, and you worked so well with the students. I remember hearing about that.
I taught at the JC, too, for about 25 years. Yeah. I just quit about, I don't know, 4 years ago. 3 or 4 years ago. So why don't you describe what the program is? You find a kid, they fit, they're in the program. So how long does that last? What do they learn?
Well, up until this year, we've taken a year to train them because it's a long process usually. Mm-hmm. They argue about lots of things, and I say, well, this is how it's done in the industry. This is how it's done in the industry, and I just keep repeating that. And they come around, some much faster than others. And then when the chefs come in to do the Third Thursday dinner, a lot of times it's shocking to them. I remember John Ash is a friend of mine, and I begged him to come to us, visit us many, many, many times. We got him to do a dinner. It was his first time there. I think this was last year. And he walked in, and then he grabbed a table and held on, and tears, his face turned red, and tears went down his face. And he said, I didn't know it was like this. This is a serious program. I'm sorry I haven't been here to support you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was
great.
That's
a very serious program.
And Domenica Catelli came, and when she came to do her Third Thursday dinner, she was late getting started, and then she got stopped for a speeding ticket by the Highway Patrol. And so she called to say she was really going to be late, and I knew she was frustrated. So I said to the kids, when her car pulls up, I want you guys to run outside and just yell, welcome chef, welcome chef, welcome chef. And that's what they did. And she burst into tears. She said, I cooked for 7 years for Oprah, and I've never been treated like this before.
Aww.
So I try to teach the kids the respect of a chef, the respect of anyone, respect themselves, respect others, and respect their chef. And I think that comes across. They also work hard. I'm merciless with them.
Mm-hmm. And you've got that great weekend. I didn't even know about the week. And I posted a picture on Facebook of the huevos rancheros I had that was out of this world with the black beans.
Yeah.
That was so good. And that's, you do, wait, Saturday and Sunday
we
breakfast.
Did Saturday and Sunday, but this year we're only going to do Sunday. But we're going to extend our hours. We're going to be open mostly all day Sunday for breakfast.
So only Sunday.
Only Sunday, okay. Yeah.
Because for me, it's the lamb hash.
I'm glad you like it.
Lamb hash with poached eggs.
I think it's a beautiful dish.
Oh, it is. It's fabulous. And I mean, but everything there. It's just a great place.
Thank
it's
you.
A great location, right by the Boys and Girls Club.
Right there. Montgomery Village.
Hammond Drive.
Hammond Drive.
So you said that when it started, it was a year-long program. Is it not a year-long?
Well, this year we're going to a boot camp model. So because the chefs want them faster, and because...
So are you finding chefs who... I would think you were finding chefs who want to hire them.
The list is endless.
Yes.
We can't fill it.
Thanks. I know so many restaurants that either have to cut their hours, they have to change what they're doing because they can no longer get employees.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find people.
Yeah,
and especially it's hard to find trained people.
Yeah. So what's the boot camp model?
Boot camp model is 12 weeks and you're out.
Oh wow!
But it's intense. It's six days a week and it's as many hours as I say.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be like a regular boot camp.
Uh-huh. And some of the kids live on site.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to buy the house next door to us for our homeless youth. So, yeah, some of the kids live on site.
How many can you have there?
We can have 12.
12. Okay, that's great. And how many in a boot camp at one time?
I'm hoping for 12.
12?
For the first,
oh, so it hasn't started yet?
Yeah. No, it starts February 17th, yeah.
Okay.
Can't you see why we're honoring Evelyn?
Oh, well, there's
and
no
Art.
Question. There's no question about
this
that.
This is so terrific. And again, to buy tickets to the Santa Rosa Junior College, the third annual Santa Rosa Junior College Wine Classic, it's on February 12th, Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5, free parking, srjcwineclassic.com. Tickets are $75. This is called a segue, I guess, right?
Yes.
But srjcwineclassic.com. It is such a terrific walk-around tasting. It's from 2 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And you're tasting. We've got the vintners there, 30 of Sonoma County, among Sonoma County's very best wineries. We've got a list on the website, srjcwineclassic.com, of all the confirmed vintners. We've got Sonoma Coutrere, Gamba, Iron Horse, Trecini, Bordignoni, Buena Vista.
Hey, last year, Dehlinger was there.
Yes, they'll be
and
back.
You don't see Dehlinger out and about very much.
Eva's
so
going to be there. Eva Dehlinger is going to be there. Yeah, pouring.
Excellent.
We're just Paradise Ridge, Dry Creek Vineyards. Kim Wallace is going to be there pouring at Dry
Excellent.
Creek. We just got a really exciting lineup of
now,
vintners.
And for the food, tell us about the food, because it's students at SRJC who do the food, right?
Students and alumni.
Oh, okay. I love
and
that,
and the culinary department, we refer to them as alumni stars who are coming back and helping the students put on the food. Mm-hmm. We are not letting Art or Evelyn cook. They are going to be there that time just to be greeted.
They'll be on
and
their throne with their feet up.
Exactly. And being treated like the royalty they are. And well, maybe we'll give them each a glass or two of wine. But it's just, yeah, all kinds of – we're going to have oysters again this year. And we're going to have all kinds of, you know, tapenades and nibbles and cheese. We have Oliver's Market, and Colette Hatch, the cheese lady,
yes,
is going to be there.
Colette.
Oliver's has donated for the last – this will be the third year – a significant amount of cheese, mm-hmm, a huge cheese table where – and everybody's bringing out their best stuff. Same with the vintners bringing out the wines. There's some really wonderful wines that you taste, and it's – You walk around and taste a whole bunch of wines and enjoy endless food. Bella Rosa Coffee is going to be there, and they do a terrific job. So this is a celebration of Sonoma County, of our wine industry, of culinary, and above all of Santa Rosa Junior College and all the people that have mm-hmm helped the JC. A
little bit more music, and we'll be right back.
Such a great show. Yeah.
It's Mouthful with our very special guests, one of the icons of Sonoma County, Art Abledo. And I would call you an icon, Evelyn. You are. You are. Even though you're too young to be an icon, you still are. So we'll just go ahead and call you that. And the event is coming up on February 12th. And we do have Mouthful's audiences trained. At just a few minutes before the end of the show, everybody make sure they have a pencil and they write everything down at the end of the show.
I remember you telling people that, yes.
Do not worry about that. I was going to ask something, and now I forget.
Polenta. You were talking to Art about polenta.
We're talking to Art about polenta. You know, a lot of your events, you have polenta.
We're making more polenta like in 2 weeks. We'll be doing the Farm Bureau.
Oh, Farm Bureau.
The Farm Bureau, yeah.
We got 1,500 people this year.
Woo! That's a lot of polenta.
And polenta, me and the DA, we'll be serving all those field herbs. Oh. Bring a load, and then we don't bring any back all the time.
Yeah. Do you cook it in the oven for that big a crowd?
No, we bring them hot already. Then we got camper units to keep them warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pull them out when we need one, and... No, people love a polenta.
Yeah, and what do you serve it with? Do you serve...
No, it's already done with either marinara sauce.
Marinara. Or pesto, yeah, either one.
And bacon in the oven with cheese. And mm-hmm. No, it's my recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
He does great polenta. We have our crush lunch at St. Francis Winery. Every Wednesday during harvest, we do lunch for everybody. The gang in the vineyard, the cellar, the office, mm-hmm, the tasting room, everybody. And at least a couple times, a mm-hmm couple Wednesdays during harvest, we have Art come out, and he makes the polenta. And the first 2 years, we made the mistake of not ordering polenta. He brought it anyway. It always went. That's the first thing to go. And he said, watch, it's going to go first.
No one ever turns down polenta. People love polenta.
No, that's incredible.
And it wasn't so popular. I grew up, again, Swiss-Italian dairy family in Petaluma. Every Sunday, my grandmother's was either polenta or risotto with stew, and my grandma would make the polenta. My grandfather would cut it with a string because it would get the knife sticky. Nobody else ate polenta or knew about polenta, we thought. Now it's...
just Italian families back then.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's good and it's healthy. And
fiber.
Yeah.
And it takes flavor beautifully. I remember when I bought my first bag of polenta. I bought it at Traverso's.
Very nice. What a nice memory, huh? Traverso's?
I was in my early 20s and got my first bag of polenta and I put it in a mold. So, and then, you know, like probably something like a Jell-O mold or something, but and turned it upside down. It was pretty. So it was set up. It wasn't creamy. I still prefer creamy polenta, but I like polenta any old way.
There's so many things you can do with polenta. It's incredible, you know. Just, you know, not to eat when it's hot, let it cool off. The next day, you slice them up.
Yeah.
Throw them in the frying pan with some cheese over the top. It's, you know. Then garlic and butter.
Garlic. Starting to get hungry.
Right. Even though we just ate a pizza with Zinfandel.
When we did the book festival, which was, it wasn't that well attended this year. It was raining, plus it was 2 days after the election. And so I think that a lot of people weren't up to leaving the house. but we went through a lot of polenta. And I got seven restaurants. So we had KNL Bistro did the most... Nice. Beautiful lamb ragu.
Oh, that sounds good.
Nice. Lamb ragu with pickled onions, and they'd bought the lamb at the fair. So it was definitely local lamb, and Lucas Martin just did the most beautiful lamb ragu. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, in a way, Mark Hopper, I think it is, of Vignette Pizzeria there in the Barlow.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He serves as an appetizer. He serves this huge pile of peppers, very thin-skinned peppers, that he puts into his wood-burning oven, and they just get very crisp, and you just eat them. They're like potato chips, only they're not. They're whole peppers. So he did a bunch of those and then chopped them up. So he just had polenta with a simple cheese, and then you'd sprinkle these peppers, and you wouldn't think it was a big deal, but they had so much flavor.
And and pure, clean, authentic flavor.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And then we had from Three Leaf, I think it is, Rob Hogenkamp. He did turkey meatballs with maitake mushrooms. Seems like he did one other thing as well. And then the New Hand line did chicken mole.
Nice.
And Peter Lowell's did... something more along the lines of marinara, or not a marinara, you know, with meat and beef.
Bolognese type? Or
more bolognese type, not exactly, but more along those lines.
For the record, you are not looking at anything. You're reciting all this from memory, so you know you're a foodie when you remember every single
detail. I remember but I can tell you what I had for, you know, breakfast on a certain day when I was five. I just have that kind of memory. I'm trying to think who else to... Anyway, they were just lovely. There was a little bit of leftover, but not much. And that was a lot. I mean, seven slow cookers full of polenta. And
polenta and eggs the next morning is terrific.
Oh, polenta with poached eggs? Or any kind of egg, really.
Mm-hmm.
The one downside of polenta in my life is my daughter, Gina, doesn't like it.
Really?
More for you.
Yeah, but it means I could cook something extra when I'm making polenta for me and Lucas, and she doesn't want polenta. And she says, you don't like oatmeal. I don't like polenta for the same reason, so I can't argue with her.
You don't like oatmeal?
I hate oatmeal.
Really?
Me too.
I hate
with the raisins and the brown sugar and everything?
Oh, stop.
Really?
When I was 3 years old, I hid under the kitchen table. And it's like, you know, mommy, whatever I called her, I may only be three, but I know that what you just put the red food coloring into, I know it's still polenta. I mean, I know it's still oatmeal. It doesn't matter. It's my favorite color. I'm not coming out from under the table until you tell me I don't have to eat the oatmeal. So, yeah, I hate oatmeal. But I love polenta. So there you go.
You were assertive even back then.
Oh, I was extremely assertive about food. Very, very assertive. From my earliest days, I was assertive about food. Just born that way. You know, some people are.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
She was, too.
Oh, yeah.
She was, too.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that about Evelyn. Are you open right now on Sundays?
No.
Okay,
we don't open until February 17th.
Okay, I was wondering. Yeah.
We close usually for the month of January, but we're extending it a little bit this year because we're changing the program a little
bit. Okay, did you take kids to Yosemite this year?
We didn't go to Yosemite, no. We're remodeling
the
house and getting ready for the year.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we're doing internal stuff.
And do you have the kids lined up?
No, not yet. We've got some applications.
Uh-huh.
So your website is good.
Is it?
I checked it out.
Thank
you. It's in the last year, it's like really, you've stepped it up.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And what ages?
16 to 24.
16 to 24.
Yeah, that's our target population.
And I think, you know, one question people ask is, what's the tuition?
Well, tuition for boot camp is $1,200.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something new.
Yeah, it is new.
Okay.
And you know, I was finding that the kids that have been in the program, they appreciate it once they've graduated and gone out to work, then they really come back and they appreciate it. But while they're there, they say, you know, we don't get any money. We work so hard. And I say, well, you're being trained. So to assign a monetary value to it, they see the value in it because they think they're not getting any value.
Oh,
while
they're
doing it. So it was important to put money attached to it so that they could see the value.
And then when they, how do they get the money? Do they, some of them go out and fundraise? Do we know?
Well, we have some scholarships.
We have donated scholarships.
Yeah.
So. Okay, great. Good. I think that sounds like a great idea. So the program is really being transformed.
It is. And to what the community wants, because chefs call every day saying, you know, do you have anybody? I want this kid. I want that kid.
That is so great. You're providing, that's a huge service. I can't count the number of chefs I know and restaurant owners who the main topic of conversation these days is they can't get enough staff.
Can't find anybody, right?
We're experiencing that as well at St. Francis. Yeah, it's a challenge right now.
Yeah, I know Coppola. At the new restaurant, have you been up there?
No,
the new restaurant.
I'd like to.
Best salmon I've ever had in a restaurant.
Don't say that to
me. Really?
Right,
how
now
was it prepared?
It was cooked on a plank, on a cedar plank, seasoned only with salt and pepper. Very, very lightly smoked, or I think just got some of that smoke flavor from being put in the wood burning oven. It couldn't have been simpler. It was so perfectly cooked, so tender. I was really quite astonished at how good it was.
Wow.
And they're getting it from a native tribe that has salmon. He's trying to source materials from as many native tribes as they can. So I was very impressed with that. But they are not open in the evenings. They close at 6 because they can't get any staff yet.
Wow.
So they're open only for lunch. So, okay, back to art. Art, I wanted to hear more about the restaurant.
We've
just got like
place.
A couple minutes. Yeah, we've just got a couple minutes left.
Okay, what do you want to know? What do we serve? No.
Are you open for lunch and dinner?
Yeah. Every day.
Every day, seven days a week, lunch and dinner.
From 11:30 to closing, you know. It all depends how many people was there in line. It's very, very busy, and they come from all over.
Do you have polenta on the menu every day?
I go in there, try. Like last night, I missed it because I was in tamales.
So you do a lot of the cooking in the restaurant?
No, okay. I do cooking, but not there.
Oh, okay.
I prepare like the red sauce, the pesto sauce, and the wine, of course. we got the Prima Bella.
I taste it tonight. He did a blend. It's Syrah and
Pinot.
Syrah and Pinot.
Oh, interesting.
And it was a nice blend. And here's the deal. They charge $5 a glass. We were sitting at the bar waiting for our pizza to come over here. And I said, what do you get for a glass? This is nice. The guy said, we charge $5 a glass.
Wow.
Tell me where you can get a glass of good wine for $5.
Mexico?
Right. It was good. It was a nice
this
wine.
This is all gold medal. I got my Pinot. You got double gold and best of class.
You're right. And the Harvest Fair.
Yeah. Right. So...
And you get a bowl of spaghetti pesto with it, you're good to go.
Yeah.
So, no, we serve all kind of food. All the chefs, they are Mexican. And so they make it, and they are good chefs, and they make all kind. And, but then in the Italian course dishes, they are, you know, really popular. They, from polenta to lasagna with pesto, polenta, all kind of different kind. And at the end of Michigan, they got to unreal menu there.
Yeah, good stuff.
And it's on Bernapur?
Anything.
Yeah. In the Sharpton Center?
Pizza is very... We do a lot of to-go.
Uh-huh. A lot to go?
Right.
But the pizza was lovely.
They order, they come in here, and they out. So yeah.
And it's on Rona Park Expressway.
Right by Target and the movie theater. We were just there. Yeah.
And Food Max.
Oh. Right, Food Max.
Food Max,
you
yes.
don't miss it. It's that's the only place in the middle of the parking lot.
There you go.
It says Art's Place. It's easy to see.
Art's Place.
He bragged about the free parking. There's tons. We talked about the free parking at the San Jose Junior College Wine Classic. He's got more free parking than anybody.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Shopping centers are still mostly free.
We
Santa Rosa Plaza isn't.
One of the things that we do that popular is... Sonoma County Queen dinner lunch, yeah, next March. Wow. We do every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm there for that, you know. So mostly because of, I get my kiss and my.
All the servers, all the female servers were very. Art was very quick to kiss them all when we were there tonight.
it's
and
fun.
I bet they were very quick to kiss you back.
They were.
It's fun. People, they appreciate it. Good food and good price, a reasonable price, you know, so. yeah. Okay.
Okay, and on that note, time flies when
pencils
you're on
ready.
Mouthful. So, we are going to repeat it all once again. February 12th, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Bertolini Student Center on the Santa Rosa campus. Tickets are $75 per person. You can go to Santa Rosa Junior College Wine Classic.
SRJCWineClassic.com. SRJCWineClassic.com.
Its own website.
30 wineries, all Sonoma County. Last year we sold out. We're hoping people don't call the last week saying we sold out, because if you want to get your tickets, we hope you do it soon, because it's a wonderful event.
Yes,
live music, wonderful food, 30 wineries. Awesome.
And your honorary chairs, Art Abletto and Evelyn Cheatham, you will have a chance to chat with both. I had a great conversation with Gay LeBaron last year, and also hung out with John Ash for a while. So they don't make them work. They let them just be there, and that's a really wonderful thing. Christopher Silva, St. Francis Winery, thank you so
nice
much.
Nice to see you.
For,
what a pleasure.
For getting, you got Evelyn and Art here, and I very much appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for all you do for our industry, for food, for wine. This is good stuff.
You
thank
bet.
You.
That's true.
You bet. And you guys make it possible for me to do it. And on that note, it's the end of another episode. Meet me back here next Sunday. I think it's, the last Sunday of January already. We'll have a great time. In the meantime, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and, you know, feed yourself well, too. Okay. Not for long.